At school, I joined the chess club when I was about 12, and that's probably about the only outside activity I did at school as far as formal clubs. And then at 14, I joined the Pear Tree Boys Club, and that was more of a social activities, table tennis, darts, that type of thing.
Why did you join the Pear Tree Boys Club?
Because my friends did.
And how many of you were members at the time?
Yeah, about six of us.
So how old were you when you joined?
14.
And how long old were you when you left?
Oh, probably about a year, so that's 15.
And did you leave because you'd just outgrown it, or you did other things?
Yes, I I was going to work soon after. So,
so during your time at Pear Tree Boys Club, what sort of things did you do?
I did things like table tennis, darts, pool. Just games, really. Nothing special. And to be honest, I don't remember too much about it, apart from the fact that I used to have friends, have games with my friends, that's all.
Did you meet children from other schools, or was it very much the children from Howard School?
Mainly from Howard School, but there probably were other children from Heronswood School. I'm sure there would have been children there.
Yeah. So you left there because you left school?
That's
right.
Yeah,
work.
That's right.
Which pubs did you go to?
Cherry Tree and the Crooked Chimney was the highlight. You know.
Why was that a highlight?
At a darts board.
Was there a formal darts society, or did you?
No. Just a friend. Just a casual.
The Crooked Chimney, though, was a walk.
No, one of them had a car.
And what sort of atmosphere was it like in these pubs?
A traditional pub atmosphere, really. Nothing special. Nothing. Like all pubs, sort of, and in our case, we made our own atmosphere.
Did they have their own character, the two pubs? Were they different?
Oh, yeah, the Cherry Tree was much, much seedier.
Yes. In what way?
Well, it was noted to be the place if you wanted drugs you'd get. Not that I ever did that, but that was the reputation it had. Mm. And
so was it a younger age group?
Yes, well, certainly they didn't fuss with me drinking beer at 15, so I guess that was the case, yeah.
You mentioned photography. Did you join a photography club?
No. I again, it was a sort of lone task. I did my own developing and, enlarging. And
how old were you then?
15. And initially I had a sort of makeshift... enlarger made with a couple of lenses and an old sugar tin. And eventually I went and bought a proper enlarger. And again, that annoyed my father because I used to dominate the bathroom. And you have to black it out, so I had to put a big thing against the wall, against the window, and shut the door with instructions that nobody should come in there while it was blacked out, while I was developing the film. And of course, understandably, my father wants to go to bed at some point.
And what sort of things did you photograph?
Oh, mainly sort of people. I don't think I got any of the photographs I did, which is annoying because I had some very spectacular lightning strikes that were good.
But, how did you do that?
There's a lightning storm going on, so I set up the camera. And turn the aperture, which is the light that lets the light in, right down, and then put it on permanently open. And so, in other words, it was a 10 minute sort of picture, and the whole of the horizon was lit up with individual forks of lightning. So I haven't seen much of that. I've seen one or two people do that in the past, since then, rather.
You were just self-taught?
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah.
Did you use magazines and to find out how to do these things, or just trial and error?
Trial and error, mainly. Mm. Mm, but, yeah. In fact, I wasn't... Actually, you asked me if I was working at... looking back on it, I was actually at school at the time.
Right.
Yeah, so I was 15, but...
And the school didn't have any...
No. Nothing like that.
Did the school have any clubs that you...
The only club I did join was a chess club. Mm. No, just an internal... Yeah.
So you didn't have competitions without the school?
No, it's... Yeah. It's
And how many of you were in that chess club?
Probably about 12.
Yeah. And that would have been led by a teacher, presumably?
Yes, although I don't remember the teacher.
No. So that would have been your final year at school?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, I was a cub. I only went there for a year.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go?
It was the Plainfields. There was a clubhouse there on the Plainfields.
King George V?
Yes. Yeah, we did the typical activities that cubs do, mm-hmm. Both indoors and outdoors. Mm. I enjoyed the running because I was fairly good at sprinting. Mm-hmm. I did that at school as well.
Mm. How old were you when you joined the cubs then?
I'm guessing about 10, but I'm not sure.
Mm. And you only stayed for a year?
Yeah.
Why did you leave?
For some reason, I'm not sure why, but I didn't turn up on a regular basis. Mm. So I guess I wasn't part of the... I think I was never a great one for being organised.
Or being told what to do.
That's right.
Was the cubs attached to a church?
It may have been, but I can't remember.
You didn't have to go to church?
No, I did. I was asked to go to church for a short time, but I didn't like that. So, my fondest memories was when I was about 14. We'd all cycle down to the swimming pool.
This is at Stanborough Lakes.
Yes, the old swimming pool, and we'd virtually live there. You know, it's which is probably where my South Aqua interest, came, because I was. Yeah, I was pretty good in the water at the time.
Mm. You say we all, were they school friends that you were going
with? Yeah, school friends.
And how many of you would have gone?
Probably about 8 or 10.
Mm. And same group each time?
Yeah. Sometimes they mix and match, but same group. And we'd often spend, when we weren't there, we'd go over what used to be called the dumps, but it ranges from the checkers, and you carried on towards the Stanborough, but it was there was a bridge called Sandpit Bridge, which was the next one on to the 20th Mile Bridge, going south, and we congregated around there, and I was young enough to know all the steam trains, and then we saw the transition between the steam trains and the Deltic diesel trains. We used to play around even near the tracks, which is horrifies me when I think about it. Putting pennies on the line to see if we can flatten them. So.
And were you a mixed group, boys and girls?
No, all boys.
So this group of boys, did you all come from... You lived on Oaken Grove. Did they all come from around and about where you lived?
They were, fairly close. Great Lee or fairly close.
Do you remember any of their names?
Paul and Steve Gibbs. They lived in Great Lee. My uncle occasionally was there. But not very often. Mm. He was 5 years older than me, so Roger Bunnage. Mm.
So would he keep an eye on you?
Not really, no. Mm. No.
So on a typical summer's day, if you went off, what would you be doing as a group?
Well, on the route between to the dumps, they're also called the sandpits. There was lots of uneven terrain, so we used to go up and down with their bikes. Mm. And used to be some enormous rats there sometimes. Be careful to stay on the bikes.
It didn't frighten you?
We were wary of them, but they didn't frighten us as such. No, nobody stopped us. They knew we were there, because the occasionally you get a slow train, and the train driver would see us there. Mm. No, it's occasionally honkers. Yeah. I think we took sandwiches. Yeah, if we were going to be out all day. Because you get very hungry if you're swimming. Mm. Yeah, so.
How much did it cost to get in? Do you remember?
I don't remember. No. But it wasn't that expensive. We used to get a season ticket. Mm. And we used to go... we'd ideally like the temperature of the water to be Fahrenheit 70, which is about 21 centigrade. But it rarely was. It was usually a lot colder than that. But we just ran around a lot. Yes. Which is why we had to eat a lot. Mm. Mm.
Did it get busy down there, presumably?
Yes, especially on the nicer days. Mm. So we had it to ourselves on the colder days, especially when it rained.
So you'd go even if it was raining?
Oh, yeah. Well, when it rains, if you're in the water, it doesn't really matter. yes, there was the cinema next to Crested Silks. Yeah, I went to see all the films at the time. Mm. When I was a younger child, of course, a lot of it was westerns.
Mm.
But then it turned into other things like, I saw all the early James Bond ones and Lawrence of Arabia and a few what they call B movies these days, the old sort of science fiction ones.
Mm. Mm. What was the cinema like?
It's quite pleasant. It's probably equivalent to the modern day. The campus.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a decent sized one.
Mm. People were allowed to smoke inside? Was it?
Oh yeah,
smoky atmosphere.
It was smoky atmosphere. In fact, if you got the projector that projected onto the screen, and all you could see was smoke in it in the sort of light. Yeah, that was just the way it was.
Mm.